This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, project of Torah shows, and we welcome all comments. If you want, you could send me to 347-967-9138, text or an email, and tell us what we could do to improve the quality of our work. Okay, so Torah Shows is going to present our 772nd Mishnah using cartoons and pictures, brought to you by our sponsor, Chaim Lax, Hashem Yishmireu V'chayehu. It should be a zechus for his parents, Shein Dol Basmam, Ofrimid and Kalman Ben Chaim Aleihem HaShalom. The Mishnah today is in Seder Nezikin, Mesachta Baba Batra, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. The main focus here will be the size of a path through a field. So sometimes you buy a field, there's already a path going through it, people have been using it. How much officially is really the path that the people could use? So says the Mishnah, Mi shahaita derech harabim overet betor sadehu. Let's say somebody had a field, and there were people that would pass through the field. It's not so uncommon for people to take a shortcut through someone's yard, through someone's field. And this was done with rishus. In other words, it was established. They had a chazak of using it. So now the guy got tired. And he thought, why should they go right through my field, these guys? Maybe I want to move them over. So Natalahu Natan Lahem Minatzad. He decided to give them an area on the side of his field to go on. So says the Mishnah, no, that's not going to work. Mashanata nata v'shalo lo higio. What he gave, and now both areas are for the public. And it did not work in his benefit because he wasn't caring about the people that are further away. What are they supposed to do now? So the Chachamim gave him a penalty, and both areas are now for the public, kind of like Timura of a carbon. Both animals are carbon. Okay. How much area is if someone sold someone a right to walk through his field? So it says the Mishnah, Derech HaYachid Arba Amot. For a Yachid, it's 4 Amot, which is approximately 6 feet, because we want that his donkey with its packages can go through. We want to give him plenty of room. Now, says the Mishnah, Derech HaRabim Sheish Esrei Amot. For a Yachid, we gave 6 feet. That's about the size of an average height of a person. But when it comes to for a Rabim, they should get 16 Amon. That's the idea of by Shabbat. We have Rishut Rabim is considered a street that is 16 Amma. That is the size, approximately 24 feet. That's enough room for a Rabim to be able to pass through. Says the Mishnah, Derech HaMelech Ein La Shi'ur. If the king wants to go through someone's field, he could take up as much space as he wants. He could even break down fences. Melech Poritz Geder Vein Meichem Biyado. And that is the rule. Derech HaKever Ein La Shi'ur. And what if it's to go to a cemetery? So also they're allowed to go through the field to be able to carry the niftar and whatever space they need, they're given and they can take. Says the Mishnah, Hama'amad, they used to have a minhag that on the way home, they would stop and comfort the mourner 7 times, connected the 7 words of Kohelet, where it says, Hevel Havalama Kol Havel. And the question is, how much space can they have in the field? So says the Mishnah, Dayanei Sipore Amru, the judges of Sipore said, Beit Arbat Kabin. The amount of 4 kabin that you could sow 4 kav of seed, which is, according to Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, 33 amos and 2 tvachim by 50 amma. Okay, so that is the shir, and thank you for listening. It should be a zchut for all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.